Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download. Jones and Keefe.
On W-E-E-I.
What if I told you?
Yeah.
That Bill Belichick's own family has been deeply concerned about this. What if I told you that his inner circle of actual coaches on staff, including a certain Mike Lombardi, is deeply concerned about Jordan Hudson and her presence in the
well,
building?
Who's the one? Edelman or Gronk? One of those. Somebody said on a pod.
They've all.
Somebody who was kind of in the circle.
Yes.
Talked about it being concerned. I thought that was. And then there was some Instagram stuff, too, with who is it? Like somebody's wife or somebody's...
The people around Belichick, professionally, personally, as well as the administrators at North Carolina, their life behind the scenes has been shaped, reshaped, blown up by having to deal with Jordan Hudson. And when they hired Bill Belichick to this job, they thought they were getting New England Bill Belichick. They got, I cannot stress this enough, something like the exact opposite.
She is my muse, my flame.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI, live in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio. That's Pablo Torre on with Bill Simmons on the Bill Simmons podcast. He basically begged his way on,
which is funny because like he started
Keith,
out.
Keith begged his way for a City Connect.
And
he
it worked.
He begged his way on to... Oh, no. He asked...
Torre went the other way with it. He was like, hey, come on my podcast.
That is
and then
right.
Bill was like, no, you come on my...
Torre went on his. You're right. It actually is backwards.
He's like, dear Bill Simmons.
And big shout out to Nick for tracking down...
snippet.
I didn't have the time to go through an hour of patty cake between those two. So big shout out to Nick for doing that
and
tracking that down at my request. I'm sorry, 2 hours.
A long form podcast.
So thank you there, Nick. But what Torre said before Bill Simmons directly or abruptly rather diverted him. He said, "What if I told you that Belichick's inner circle of actual coaches on staff, including a certain Mike Lombardi, is deeply concerned about Jordan Hudson?" And her presence in the building. Bill pivoted away from that, but I imagine everybody's deeply concerned about this chick and her influence on Bill. They should be.
If his family wasn't concerned, that's a problem. That means they just don't care. So I assume that they are concerned. And that obviously is going to impact them differently than just like his friends and colleagues would. But if those guys are around it all the time, I'd be shocked if they weren't concerned with it. My Keefspiracy all along is that Matt Patricia sniffed this thing out a while ago, and that's why he's not at North Carolina.
Like, Bill,
wouldn't he be the most obvious guy at North Carolina?
Yeah, him and Lombardi.
Lombardi, and, right. But like Patricia, you thought for sure. Patricia was like, sure, I'll try to be offensive coordinator for you.
Right.
You don't think he had a defensive job or some other job lined up in North Carolina, but he's like, I'm not going near
that. He followed Bill to Underdog last year. He was doing the podcast with Bill.
Yeah.
So it's a good Keefspiracy.
I think he was like, I'm getting away from this. He's like, this is lasting a lot longer. Because I'm sure it's one of those things when they first start going out, you just kind of like, roll your eyes or you're like, whatever. Like some on the creepy meter for some people, it's super creepy. For others, they're like, whatever, good for you. But then you're like, oh, this is still going on. And oh, she's like right next to you during these interviews. And oh, she's getting copied on all your emails. And oh, she's on the field. And oh, she's telling you what to do. Like, wait a minute. So, wasn't ready for that.
So for everybody who goes, why is this a story? Why is it a big deal? Bill Simmons is in this camp. I did listen to some of this interview, and you know, he's like, why is it a big deal? He's dating a younger girl, like, yeah. Big whoop. And Pablo Torre's like, well, he's the highest paid employee in the state. He's also a guy who was notoriously private for his whole life, and now he's flipped that on his ear. And, oh, by the way, what if I told you people close to Bill, people employed at the University of North Carolina, think it's a big deal? So
it's also the way he wanted his players to 100%. Handle themselves when he was here. Like, 100%. They needed to be more private.
So, you know, Pablo Torre kind of drops that in front of Bill Simmons. And Florio's made this point before. Lombardi's gone radio silent.
Yeah. Well, because he can't defend it.
I think one of the last, did you see the clip of when Kirk called him up? Did you see this?
And I did see that.
And he kind of laughed it off. He's like, ha ha, I'm in a meeting.
Yeah.
And so Lombardi's kind of gone silent. Which maybe
he's like, I can't defend this thing.
Well, right. That's exactly it. Yeah. He's not out on the front lines defending Bill, which he's normally doing, which tells you, when you think about it, he probably is. He's got nothing to say on it because there is nothing good to say. Otherwise, he'd be out front as Bill's attack dog, which we've seen him do a million different times.
Yeah.
So that should tell you he's concerned. And Florio also picked up on something interesting. Simmons immediately pivoted away from what felt like a gigantic breadcrumb that Torre dropped right under his nose. What if I told you Lombardi, his GM at the University of North Carolina, his right-hand man, his consigliere, is concerned? And Bill goes, oh, yeah, well, people in his inner circle, don't you remember Edelman?
Yeah, Edelman.
Gronk and blah, blah, blah.
And he was trying to think of Steve's wife is what he was trying to think of. Yeah.
Who used to be employed at The Ringer, did a podcast called The GM Shuffle at The Ringer? Mike Lombardi.
Yeah.
So maybe Simmons is protecting his guy. Maybe Simmons, part of the reason Simmons was shouting down Torre is because Lombardi's in his ear going, this isn't a big deal. And kind of back channeling.
Well, I think this all started because it was Belichick, right? And I think Simmons was just defending Belichick in general. Because even if you go back to his Rewatchables podcast where this first came up, where he was calling out Torre, and one of the guys he was doing the podcast with is Chris Ryan, who I believe is like an all Philly fan, maybe? And so he even made the point. He's like, "Wow, well, what if this was Jeffrey Lurie? Like, you don't think that you'd have more interest in that, right? Like, I think you're more mad that they're like digging up stuff on Belichick,
right?
But then when you also add in the Lombardi part of it, now it's just like you're getting too close." And Simmons like, "Well, this is a non-story."
Yeah. So I just wonder. I wonder about the whole thing, and I'm not surprised people in Bill's inner circle are concerned, right up to Lombardi. You know, his kids have to be concerned about it, of course.
They should be.
So this is for everybody who says it's not a big deal, and why do you keep breathing life into it? Well, number one, I mean, Simmons is one of the bigger podcasts in the world. He's talking about it.
Yeah.
So, and there's a major revelation about Lombardi. But if people in Bill's inner circle care, I don't know. I feel like that's highly relevant.
It's also a wild story. If you just stop and think about it for a second and put all the, like, just talk out all the details, it's wild.
And, a guy who is a giant hypocrite. He lived his life one way for 70 years, and then the last few years has completely pivoted. Never mind that, you know, people in the state of North Carolina should really care. Because they're paying a salary. And never mind if you want to do, you know, the gawking aspect, you know, the rubbernecking of, oh, he's a 50-year age gap between these two. And he started dating her when she was 19. There's the there's the juiciness to the story.
Oh, yeah.
There's just the human interest level of the story with Bill and this about face. And there's also him stealing all this money from the state while he's doing God knows what, and his inner circle's all concerned about it.
No, it's insane. Like, if you just go back to 2018, they win the Super Bowl, his sixth Super Bowl as a head coach, and you're like, oh, yeah, by the way, in like 7 years, he's going to be coaching in college, and his girlfriend's going to be in her early 20s. You'd be like, what are you doing? Like, what is that? Like,
that's you made that up.
A nonsense story.
Right.
That'd be rejected by like TV and movie scripts.
No, and people, the same people defending Bill now would be, Bill would never do that.
Yeah, no, he's
Bill, you think Bill would?
Oh, ever? That's great. Ha, ha, ha. Even just like going to college would have been beneath Bill. Just that alone. Forget about all the soap opera stuff. Just the football
but
stuff.
But now it's not a story, Keith.
No, I mean, yeah, I think it is.
Similar to Steph Diggs, we're just bored, is what
I
that
disagree.
Is.
I disagree.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here. We're going to talk to Robert Horry at 12:15. Real quick, what were you just telling me off the air about the Ringer and their list of top 100 players for the NBA?
Yeah, so I guess they do like an ongoing top 100 and they update it. I don't know if it's monthly or whatever, but of all Bill Simmons, he retweeted their list. And so they do 100 and they kind of keep it up to date. So it's not trade value necessarily. It's more like a power ranking.
Yeah.
I know you like a good power ranking.
Love a power ranking.
Just 1 through 100. And they list all their players. So I was like,
how many Celtics?
Seven!
Close.
Yeah, real close. Six current Celtics. Off the top of my head, Tatum fell down to 10. Again, I don't know how you properly rank guys that are going to be out.
That seems way too high. But yeah, Tatum was 10.
Jaylen Brown was 21. Derek White was 38. Drew Holiday was 69.
Nice.
Chris Epps Porzingis was 70. And Peyton Pritchard was 89.
Okay. So put another way, they have six guys in the top 100. Put another way, they have five in the top 90.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Even without
Tatum.
Without that's Tatum, a good, that they should still be a good team. Five guys in the top 90. Which tells me two things. Number one, they still should have beat the Knicks. They still had enough to beat the Knicks, who, all by the way, blew out their coach yesterday.
But based on their rankings of Brown, you could also, on the flip side, say they don't have a top 20 player.
Correct. But that's a lot of talent that they have.
It is. It's more than most.
And if they want to go back to what we were saying before, you want to run it back at the beginning of the year and play it out until the trade deadline, which is really the deadline to peel these salaries off the books, you could. And that's another reason to do it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.